Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning. Peace and blessings. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flavor. You know, I'm actually not drinking coffee this morning. I do have it on. I'm going to have some in a bit. I'm drinking some orange carrot juice. I hope that wakes me up and makes me feel a little bit more energetic. I've been wiped out the last few days. Maybe it started last week. I'm going to blame it on the heat. Yet I wasn't really, really complaining about the heat. I'm not digging the rain. We had a crazy storm the other day. I mean, like flooded out streets, flooded out parts of the freeway, even flooded out the front lobby of my grandbaby's school. It was crazy. And I like it about, say, 70, 75. You know, when it gets into the 80s, a little hot for me. But anyway, I'm just been a little worn out, partially maybe because of the weather. I've got a lot of projects going on between Flavor News and Marlex Records right now. But you know what? Please indulge me. Please indulge me because I feel like I just gave birth to a baby. I've been working really, really closely with Mark Van Claggett on the CD that I just released. I claim it because he's out on tour. I claim it. I released it on Mother's Day in honor of his mother and the mothers out there, you know. And it's really exciting for me. I'm learning the process. All the people that I had to talk to, things didn't come together smoothly, but, you know, I think I pulled it off pretty good, and I, in fact, released it on Mother's Day. I've sold some, so I'm going to be going to the post office here. I'm just kind of waiting to see if I get any more sales. It is now up on CD Baby, and I just need to check to see if they're distributing it to the other online music stores like I had requested, but at least it's up on CD Baby. Because I've been waiting and watching and stressing a little bit about that, too. But I want to play a few little tracks from Emerald Drive by Mark Van Claggett. And I'm going to start out with the title track, Emerald Drive.
Thank you.
All right, that was Emerald Drive off of Mark Van Claggett's brand new CD that we just released on Mother's Day. I did say we. I guess it should be nice because he's actually the artist. But, you know, I feel like it's mine. I really, really do. I've worked really hard on this. I've learned so much about the music industry working with Mark on this project and talking to people and tracking down things and, you know, being able to actually hear music from its infancy stage to the final mastered piece. It was really, really exciting, but I learned what you guys go through as artists in trying to put together and pull off a production. And, yeah, it's kind of crazy, but it was exciting at the same time. And, you know, we had different points where we thought we would be releasing it and then we'd pull it back and all of that, but I'm really, really proud. So I created a Mark Van Claggett WordPress site, and you can go over to that. I've got it all over the internet right now. It's got information about Mark, and it's got a music store that you can purchase his music, and there's a little section that, you know, you get to hear little snippets of pieces, you know, on there. You can also go check him out on Reverb Nation. I do not have it up for sale over there at this point. I've heard that there's been some glitches at Reverb Nation. I'm not sure if I want to sell it off of there. We'll just kind of watch and see. But it did go up on CD Baby this morning. That was one of the frustrating things, you know, working with disc makers and CD Baby to make sure that that went off smoothly. Of course it didn't go off smoothly because it wasn't there and up on Mother's Day like it was supposed to be. But it's up now as of this morning, so I'm really excited about that. And you can get, I have copies here. Mark's got copies. So, you know, you definitely can get at us and make sure you get a copy. I want to thank all those people that actually ordered them on Mother's Day when I released it. That just warmed my heart. I was so excited about that, too. I'm going to play another track before I get into some other artists' music, and I'm going to play Santa Barbara, again off of Mark Van Claggett's Emerald Drive CD. All right, that was Santa Barbara by Mark Van Claggett off of his brand new Emerald Drive CD. And thank you so much for indulging me. I had to play a few pieces off of there. Before the show is over, you never know, I might play a few more pieces. But go check it out over at Mark Van Claggett, WordPress.com. Go check it out at CDBaby.com. It's finally up. This is when we don't like web designers. I'm going to put it out there. Yes, we're going to put it out there. We don't like web designers because they do things on their own time. And have not been able to get it up on MarlexRecords.com because of the web designer. So anyway, putting out good vibes that it, you know, that'll get resolved really, really soon. But anyway, you know, again, thank you to those that have shared the information with their people. Thank you to those that have already made a purchase. I'll be getting to the post office this week, and I'm just really excited about this project. I'm really, really excited. There's another gentleman that I'm working on some projects with, putting out some absolutely amazing work. He's an amazing producer. He's working with some great, great talents down there in the Arizona area. It's going to spread out, you know, past Arizona. But I'm really excited, you know, to be connected to this man. His name is Paris Toon. This artist that I'm going to play, this is the newest track and single written by Paris Toon, produced by Paris Toon. But this is sung by Cree Smooth, and it's called Ordinary Man. Cree Smooth Turner with Ordinary Man, written by and produced by Paris Tune. I think I'm going to play another artist that's out of the Paris Tune camp. This is Mila with Naturally Me. That was Mila with Naturally Me, also out of the Paris Tune camp down there in Arizona. And for those of you that don't know Paris Tune, well, I was going to say, you should go over to ParisTune.com. That's his website. You click on the music player, you can hear a variety of talents that he works with. The other thing is that this is all live musicians. He has an amazing band that's called Mother's Favorite Child. And so it's all live musicians. I'm all into that, you know, being able to create music off of the computer, keyboards, whatever. You know, I'm not the technical one that understands the whole capabilities of being able to create music from a computer. This is all live musicians that Paris Tune works with. I did write a blog about Paris yesterday, and so go over to FlavaCoffeeHouseWordPress.com and check out my article on Paris Tune. And he's somebody I look forward to working with. I have much respect for him. And, you know, Cree Turner, I put up a little video that Cree did in regards to the creation of Ordinary Man. And he shares his thought a bit about working with Paris Tune that was really interesting. Get to know Paris. They're putting out great music. I mean, great, great music. His latest project is called Paris Tune Presents Mother's Favorite Child Collective, Volume 1. So I believe that's up for sale, too. So check that out. Great talents. It's got Tanya Tiet on there, Morris Allen, Nick West, I Am Jones, Mila, who you just heard, Ted I don't know if it's Belladine, Regiment Horns, and then Cree that you heard, and then Rhonda Wilson. Of course, Mother's Favorite Child is on there. So go check that out. It is just amazing to work with this man and to learn more about him. He's very business. He is very business. He is a go-getter, and he wants to do things the right way, the right way. And that's something I really, really appreciate. I posted an article yesterday on Facebook. I can't remember who. I want to say it was Robert G. down in California that originally posted it, but it talked about people getting caught, the mainstream record labels getting caught for purchasing hits to make the videos on YouTube look like they've gotten more hits than they actually did. And so they got stripped hits, and they got, and some of their videos have actually been taken down off of YouTube and not being shown right now because of that. And it's something that I've talked a lot about, you know, when it comes to music. I understand the power in numbers. I really do, because I push in my own way to get my numbers up. Flava News Radio, the hits are tremendous right now. But I don't like the idea of buying hits. And I've been approached several times, especially off of Twitter. You know, companies, individuals, whatever, reaching out to say, you know, if you pay this amount, I can get you more hits here, there, and followers, and all of that. And, you know, I do, again, understand the numbers matter, but I'd rather get it naturally. I really do. I would rather get it naturally. And because of my hard work, and because people sincerely want to follow me or pay attention to me. So I want to thank everybody who is paying attention out there around the world. I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues the other night, and I didn't even really, really realize this, but I decided to go to my analogics, I can't even say the word right, to see, you know, what locations were actually paying attention to Flava News. And it's tremendous. It really is. I had no idea, you know. I did lose Africa, though. It didn't show Africa. So I was a little bit sad about that, because I had a pretty tough following from Africa, you know, for a while. But right now, the top listeners to Flava News Radio is, of course, the USA, the UK, United Arab Emirates, Canada, France, India, Mongolia, Malaysia, Australia, and Indonesia. So I want to thank everybody who listens to the show all around the world. Obviously, you must like what you're hearing, whether you just like hearing me talk crazy or whether you like the music that I'm playing. I really hope that you like the music that I play, though, because this is the reason why I do play the news radio, is to be able to have a forum to shine the spotlight on some of the talents that come my way. So thank you so much for growing the listenership here at Flava News Radio. I do this because of you guys. I started this in 2009 and had no idea where I would go with this. And so I love it. I really, really do. I have to make adjustments, and I'll be honest with you, I hit that snooze button this morning. I just kept hitting it, and so I was like, come on, get up, do the show. And I'm glad that I did. So welcome to the coffee house. I hope you're feeling good this morning. I'm feeling pretty good now that I'm drinking this orange carrot juice. I might have to start my days with orange carrot juice every day. But I got the coffee going in the background, so I'm actually looking forward to having some coffee this morning once my daddy wakes up. But let me see. I'm going to play a piece by Brian Christopher out of Washington, D.C., and this is called All of Me.
Oh, yeah. tell me what you feel. I can't help but being trapped. I'm so glad you chose to be mine. Now I wanna make those plans again. Talking about how I can see forever. Spending my days with you.
But you changed.
Christopher out there on business people calling me already. That was Brian Christopher out there in Washington, D.C. with All of Me. And you can find out more about Brian Christopher at briancristopheronline.com. My dear, dear friend Lamont Carey was just trying to call me. I'm surprised he waited so late. But since he did, that reminds me to put it out there that I am a sponsor of a literary festival that he is doing out in Washington, D.C. It is called the Hotspot Ward 8 Book Festival. He's doing it with Marion Barry. And it's got some great sponsors that are involved. It's taking place on June 15th, again, out there in Washington, D.C., in the Ward 8. You know, out here, we don't understand those ward things. But if you want to find out more information, you can go to LamontCarey.com. Of course, there's going to be authors there selling their books, opportunity to speak about it. There's going to be panelists talking about the literary community. Really, really encouraging, you know, fathers to come out because that is Father's Day weekend. It'll be involving the community. Lamont decided that he wants to do an open mic, and if you know Lamont Carey, he is known first as a spoken word artist, and very, very talented, he's got 6 books out. He has traveled around the United States as a spoken word artist. He is an activist, and really, really pushes for creating tools and workshops and all for prisoners to, come back into the communities and society and be productive citizens once integrating back into, you know, being out there, you know, and having that freedom. So he's a great friend of mine. He was one of my biggest supporters when I actually had Flavor Coffee House still. He would call and check on me. And so when he reached out to me to get involved with this and become a sponsor, I couldn't say no. I really couldn't. And I hosted a literary conference here in Seattle that was really successful back in 2008. So I totally get it. I love books. I love what reading can do for you. And I was just thinking last night, I really need to get back into reading because I kind of stepped away from it, and I'm kind of missing it. I think that would help relax me, and I should have did that last night. You know, like I was saying, I'm having this hard time sleeping lately, staying up to like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Just can't settle my brain down. I think it's more so that I've got a lot of projects that I'm working on. I also want to remind people about coming out to the Triple Door on May 23rd. Black Stax is going to be performing along with clientele and some special guests at an amazing fundraiser for TAP Academy. It's a STEM program which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. It's a specialty school for children of color, minority children, to be able to get special education, kind of a specialty school, around those subjects to help push them out. I have to tell you that in the time that I've known about STEM and TAP Academy, the success rate of that school has been tremendous. All of the seniors have graduated. Many have moved on to find higher educational schools. And, yeah, so come out and support. It's going to be a great time. We've got visual artists that are going to be having their art on display from the school. And just a really, really great time. But let's see, we've got about 24 minutes left. Does anybody want to call in and say hi? The call-in number is 347-857-1189. But I want to play a piece by Carol Dubach. I hope, Carol, I'm saying your name correctly. She had a contest going on trying to get the best smiles out there, and I believe she's going to be using them in an up-and-coming video for this particular song. But it's called Smile, again, by Carol Dubach. With her single Smile, and she's going to be performing at the Catalina Bar and Grill down there in Los Angeles with Jeff Lober and more artist. I believe this is for her album release show. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, come down and support, you know, Carol Dubock at the Catalina Bar and Grill. That's going to take place on May 29th, and the doors open at 8:30. So how are you feeling this morning? I am feeling better and better as I wake up more and, you know, start my day. I'm glad I did the radio show. You know, I could have just probably slept on through it, but I decided to get out of bed and get my day started because I got to finish some projects for Lamont Carey. That's why he was calling. And, you know, I got some other projects, and I'm excited, like I said, about now being able to sell Mark Van Claggett's album on CD Baby, and I just need to do some more research and make sure they're up on the other store site. And, yeah, so support that particular event. Please, 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 please. You won't be disappointed, especially if you kind of like a funky jazz sound. There's a little bit of that R&B soul twist to it that Mark is known for. But I'm excited and very, very proud of that project. Now I want to take you out to, I think, Detroit, Michigan. This is Darnell Kendricks, and this is called Please Believe Me. That was Darnell Kendricks out of Detroit, Michigan with Please Believe Me. Now I'm going to take you down to Alabama and play a piece by Lloyd Watson off of his 4918 CD. It's called Parking Lot Pimpin'. That was Lloyd Watson with Parking Lot Pimpin' off of his 4918 CD, and Lloyd's out of the Alabama area. I'm going to take you down to Jacksonville, Florida. I got to play my girl, Monica Monet. She just, you know, she's one of those people that just reminds me, not that she says it to me, but just reminds me why I love doing what I do as Lady Flava through Flava News and Flava News Radio. She's an amazing talent, singer, songwriter, performer. She puts her heart into it. She understands the industry very, very well. And I don't know, I am really proud to call her a friend and to be an artist that I work really, really closely with. So let's see. I think I'm just going to play Personal Me by Monica Monet off of her Simply Beautiful CD. Too bad you can't hear Monica sing. I'm not sure how that ended up, even that I even have that. But that was the music background for Personal Me. And let me just find another song because I want you to hear Monica. You know what? This is off of her Nappy Halo CD. And this particular track is called I Am Not Your Project by Monica Monet.
My move, my move, my move, my move.
I am Not Your Project by Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida. I want to thank everybody who tuned in and listened to Flava Coffee House show called Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm not drinking coffee yet. It is brewing. I can smell it. It actually smells yummy. I'm drinking orange carrot juice. But thank you for coming out and hanging out with me. I know I didn't promote this show. I've been so busy with other projects right now. It's exciting time for Flava News and Flava News Radio. So stay tuned. I'll be announcing more projects that are going on. But, of course, I gave birth to Emerald Drive on Mother's Day by Mark Van Claggett. So please go check that out. It's available on CD Baby as of this morning. And it is also available at markvanclaggettwordpress.com. If you can't find that, just hit me up at radio@flavanews.com. I'll definitely direct you to where you can purchase it, or you can actually purchase it from me. I didn't even think about that. You can actually purchase Emerald Drive by Mark Van Claggett from me here at Flava News Radio. I want to close out today's show with another track by Mark. It'll probably cut off as the show ends, but I appreciate all of you. I love doing this show. I love spending a little time with you on a Wednesday hump day during the week, and just wish you a great day, you know. One thing that I work on all the time is attitude, and attitude is everything. So we can always turn things around. Even Daddy and I were talking about the fact that even a bad situation could be turned into a good. So take care. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your week. And I'm closing out today's show with Hooked on You by Mark Van Claggett.
Baby,
the first time.